Good afternoon, it's 5:04, 37 and cloudy in Murray. I'm Gary Pitts for WKMS News. Kentucky's private Medicaid providers say they need immediate changes in the state Medicaid system. Kentucky currently contracts with four managed care organizations known as MCOs, and providers say three of them are mismanaged and ineffective. They say their claims aren't reimbursed on time, and the MCOs aren't consistent about pre-authorizing treatments and medication. Dr. Sean Jones of Paducah is the president of the Kentucky Medical Association.
First, the MCOs need to pare down the number of procedures and treatments that require pre-authorization. Second, they need more uniform and timely processes to review the pre-authorization requests. And thirdly, some sort of appeals process should be established.
Jones says in one case he wasn't able to get pre-authorization for a child's birth until after the child was born. The providers say these major issues should be worked out by now. Next week, representatives of the MCOs are expected to testify. U.S. House Republicans are again attacking new environmental regulations that limit the amount of mercury and other pollution power plants can emit. As Kentucky Public Radio's Erica Peterson reports, the new rules were the subject of a House subcommittee meeting today.
The hearing, led by Kentucky Congressman Ed Whitfield, essentially can be summarized like this. Republicans question all of the data released by the Environmental Protection Agency, including the cost of the regulations and their effect on the economy. Gina McCarthy is the EPA's assistant administrator for the Office of Air. She told the committee that coal-fired power plants will still be able to operate under the rules. The EPA estimates the rule will cost $9.6 billion to implement in its first year, 2016. But McCarthy says it will generate anywhere from $37 to $90 billion a year in benefits and cause a net increase in jobs. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Erica Peterson.
Efforts to redraw Kentucky's U.S. House districts are dead in the General Assembly. State House Speaker Greg Stumbo made that declaration after the state Senate could not agree to the latest compromise on district maps. The filing deadline for congressional candidates passed earlier this week. Those who have filed will run in the current districts. However, it's possible someone will sue over the lack of new maps and let the courts handle federal redistricting. For WKMS News, I'm Gary Pitts. It's 5:06.